WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Market futures pointing toward a lower open once again as traders try to figure out the latest on the Trump administration's tariff policies. United Airlines, another company, now scaling back its outlook for 2025, saying the U.S. economy is just too unpredictable right now.
An unusual move by United Airlines, which is cutting back on flights. The airline now taking the rare step of offering two profit forecasts, warning the economy is impossible to predict this year with any degree of confidence.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. A federal judge now ordering several Trump administration officials to testify under oath about the Supreme Court ruling ordering them to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man wrongly sent to that prison in El Salvador. The Supreme Court of the UK out this morning with a major ruling on gender, saying the law defines a woman as someone born biologically female, the dispute stemming from a long-running dispute. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a 3-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickle on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
Now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind as well. Highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows near 40. Showers developing on Thursday, mainly in the afternoon. A bit breezy as well with a high of 62. Currently, it's 27.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss a new way to vote along with our friend Trigby Olson and Tara Ariano with Best New TV Shows. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
We've got a lot of ground to cover on a Wednesday, but so far the best part about my morning is bringing you a weather forecast that includes sunshine. Come on in, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke on the air. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Yeah, one of the best parts of the information I can bring to you in the next hour is the weather forecast. Today, calling for sunny skies. The winds are settling down today out of the north, about 5 miles an hour. It's going to stay pretty calm this morning. Daytime highs right around 57. Tomorrow, we've got rain in the forecast. A good 70% chance of rain, depending on where you are. Could be rain, could be a little mixed with snow farther north. Daytime highs on Thursday expected to be around 62. For Friday, more rain in the forecast, maybe even a thunderstorm in the morning. Daytime highs on Friday around 68 degrees. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist checking in with all the details in about 15 minutes. May is beef month, and our Wisconsin beef producers are getting ready to celebrate in a big way, and you might want to participate. Their burger contest is back. I'm talking about it this morning with Caitlin Kessler. She's with the Wisconsin Beef Council. That conversation on the way. And we're also catching up with our friend Randy Kath from the Steffes Group. Although a lot of farmers are headed to the fields, plenty are already thinking about the possibility of an auction this fall. What do you need to know? He's going to share what he believes are critical insights all on the way.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
It's still sinking in. All the medals that Bavaria Sausage brought home from the German Butchers Association competition. Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, says they walked away with 49 medals, 30 that were gold, and all the products they submitted, something you can purchase today.
You know, we picked products right out of the freezer, right out of the deli case, right out of our coolers, and that's what we brought. We did not do a special batch of any of this. We didn't know, but we had a feeling that we'd do pretty well with the Germans on this one.
That's Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, capturing 49 medals at the recent German Butcher Association Meat Products Competition, recognizing the quality that started more than 60 years ago with Fred Bohl. Bavaria Sausage, shop those award-winning meats today at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrotter Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or always open online. BavariaSausage.com.
At Newfields Ag, they believe only a farmer-focused future promises to sustainably feed a growing population while preserving the environment and promoting economic prosperity for farmers and rural communities. Newfields Ag provides you with a farmer-focused biological and biostimulant portfolio. This diverse range of products allows you to reduce reliance on synthetic chemicals and improve the overall health and resilience of your crops and soils. Visit NewfieldsAg.com. Newfields Ag. Innovations in your fields.
Not only do the trees and flowers come back to life in the spring, but so do the bugs. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Wisconsin's pest survey specialists with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are back at work collecting data on problematic insects. Krista Hamilton is among them. She's an entomologist with the state's pest survey program, and she's on the lookout for problematic bugs that threaten agricultural production and also pose trade barriers. She says the 2025 pest surveys have kicked off with black cutworm traps.
For those who are listening who may not be familiar with this pest, it's an early season corn insect that has spent the winter in the southern United States and will migrate to Wisconsin on spring weather systems. The storm systems that we had last week probably already brought some of these cutworm moths into the state. And our pest survey program monitors these moth flights to forecast potential cutworm problems when corn emerges in May. So even before seed goes into the ground, we're already watching for these insect blights to anticipate issues later in May and June. And then for our crop scouting season, that work starts once alfalfa greens up in late April. And then we move into corn in May, soybeans in mid-June, and our surveys continue all the way through early October.
How many insects are you typically watching?
Good question. There are about a dozen major crop pests that we survey for. But when we are in alfalfa, for example, we will look for the whole range of insects that feed on alfalfa. And that might include up to two dozen different things, anything from tarnished plant bugs to alfalfa weevils. So in the course of a year, I would say we collect records on up to 200 different crop pests.
And you mentioned spring weather systems moving insects into Wisconsin, some of them anyhow. If we think about some of the warm days we've had in January, February, and early March, has it awakened any of our insects early?
Yes, most definitely. So some of the insects that overwinter here in Wisconsin in the adult stage of their life cycle are already beginning to come out of winter dormancy. I know I've noticed things like box elder bugs and ground beetles and a few others on those warm days last week. So many insects can undergo development at or around 50 degrees, and it usually takes just a few days of 50-degree temperatures to get them to stir. And one crop pest that we think about in early spring is the alfalfa weevil. This one overwinters as a beetle under leaf litter and an alfalfa stubble, and those beetles can become active and begin laying eggs anytime in late winter or early spring when temperatures are above 33 degrees. So it's likely that insects like alfalfa weevils are already beginning to emerge, at least in southern Wisconsin. Some other early insects we might see are lady beetles, tarnished plant bugs. A few people may have noticed morning cloak butterflies on those recent warm days.
Don't we rely on a Wisconsin winter to kill off some of these bugs? And how would you grade this past winter?
We certainly do. I mean, there are insects that we just don't have in Wisconsin because our air temperatures and soil temperatures just get too cold. So this was without a doubt a dry, open winter. The state experienced dramatic temperature swings. For the first part of January, keep in mind that much of Wisconsin had no snow cover, and that lack of insulation really allowed frost to reach much deeper into the soil than in recent years, as deep as 31 to 36 inches in some parts of northern and central Wisconsin. And at the same time, we also experienced some temperature fluctuations with the coldest weather occurring in mid-January from the 19th to 22nd. But then we had record-breaking warmth 10 days later when places like La Crosse and Boscobel set all-time record daily high January temperatures, reaching the lower 60s. Getting to the question of, you know, was it cold enough to lower insect populations? This question has a nuanced answer, because insects have a range of strategies and adaptations to survive the winter. Some of them overwinter above ground, others are in the soil, some are in corn residue, but they're generally protected from cold exposure. And without getting into too much detail, I think where we may see some reduction is when it comes to those insects that overwinter in soil, especially within the upper few inches of the soil profile. And this would include insects like the corn rootworm and its eggs, for example. For corn rootworm, we know that most of the eggs are laid about 4 to 6 inches deep, and that those eggs can experience winter mortality, meaning they won't hatch, when soil temperatures drop below 18 degrees and are sustained for about a week or longer. So I checked back at records for February, and it does appear that soil temperatures were low enough in some parts of the state to cause, or at least, you know, to be adequate for some degree of corn rootworm egg mortality. But it's really hard to get specific because you really have to look in detail at soil temperatures at many locations. The same is true for alfalfa weevil adults. Based on temperature at the soil surface and that lack of insulating snowpack, we could definitely see some winter kill of the adults, and that would lead to lower egg laying this spring and then lower weevil pressure on first crop alfalfa. So I think the biggest impact or potential impact on insect pressure going into 2025 will be that really cold pattern that we saw in mid-January, but more importantly, the lack of snow and the very cold soil temperatures that resulted.
Krista, as you monitor weather forecasts, soil forecasts, and last year's pest data, I'm curious if anything is standing out to you in terms of trends for insect populations. Anything that alarms you for the 2025 growing season, or anything favorable?
The good news is that our survey results last season didn't raise any alarms. We didn't find any devastating armyworm outbreaks or new invasive crop pests And our results were generally within standard range. But the two insects that really come to mind are the corn rootworm and European corn borer. Corn rootworm counts were moderate last season for the most part. But we did find some hot spots of high beetle pressure in southern Wisconsin, mainly in the southwest. And that's an area that we'll be watching closely to see which directions populations go in 2025. We're also keeping an eye on the corn borer and population trends. So the European corn borer is a pest that most Wisconsin corn producers haven't given much thought to for the last 20 years because BT corn has done such a good job of suppressing populations. But cases of corn borer resistance to certain BT traits are increasing, notably in Canada, and a few cases have been found in Connecticut. And so there's growing concern that some of the BT tools that we've come to rely on may lose their effectiveness against the corn borer. So as part of our annual survey, we've really stepped up efforts to detect potentially resistant field populations of corn borers, and we're collecting larvae for lab analysis for BT resistance. And that work is being conducted at the University of Minnesota. The corn borer and the corn rootworm are two major pests we're watching. And then the last one I'll quickly mention is the soybean gall midge. This is a newer soybean pest that has been found in 178 counties, five Midwestern states, including Iowa and Minnesota. Now, it's not yet been observed in Wisconsin, but it could turn up here. So it's important for Wisconsin soybean growers, especially in western Wisconsin, to be on the lookout for signs of soybean gall midge this summer.
Why don't you give us a sense of how we can stay in touch or stay engaged with your work?
So our pest survey program relies heavily on volunteers to set and monitor insect traps. In a given season, we coordinate seven different trapping networks for everything from corn earworm moths to western bean cutworm. And we also work with about 30 apple orchards around the state. Last season, there were 84 cooperators who helped with our insect monitoring program, and they set 480 traps in 48 counties around the state. So we run a large effort, and cooperators who might be agronomists, farmers, crop consultants, UW Extension staff, even gardeners, are really critical to our program's work. So anyone who's interested in becoming part of one of our trapping networks can go to pestsurvey.wi.gov to see the variety of crop pest insects that we monitor. And there's contact information available there for how to get involved.
It's the season for trapping bugs in farm fields and tracking their population. Krista Hamilton along with us. She's an entomologist with the Pest Survey Program in the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. As you heard, you can get involved or just stay up to date on the surveys at pestsurvey.wi.gov. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
This is news from the Center, WRCE.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here. The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
This Wednesday on the Earl Ingram Show, the lead-free crew returns to share the latest updates, followed by Dr. Robert Craig in the second hour to review the week's events.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. News from the Center, WRCE.
And we just had that real good cooling, but it also means today, Pam, there's going to be sunshine, and with that sunshine and a clear sky, it's going to warm up pretty nicely.
I'll take it.
So we get back to more normal temperatures in the upper 50s. 60 has become the normal high in western Wisconsin at La Crosse, at least for today. First time we've seen that as a normal temperature this year. So expect it should be warming up. And with that high pressure system right off to the north, we expect that. Some sunshine today, light winds, they may be northerly for a time. They'll become more south or even southeast in the afternoon. And at most, gusting up to 10 miles per hour. Just a nice breeze. That's going to seem very fine indeed. We have to look at weather radar. There is some rain way out in the northwest end of North Dakota up into Canada because we do anticipate that another low is going to strengthen out in the Pacific Northwest. There's talk of inches and inches of snow in the northern Rockies. And that system then does begin to approach our area. A warm front tries to pull up out of the southwest, and that's why into the day tomorrow, showers or maybe even an isolated thunderstorm may develop. That thunderstorm chance not until later afternoon or into the evening Thursday night. They say hail could be a possibility, but it's not a very great threat, but that chance does exist. I'd expect that shower and storm chance to linger into Thursday night. A cool front with that system swings through could refire a little rain as we head through Friday or into Friday night. It will cool us off a little bit as we head towards Saturday, but nothing drastic. In fact, I expect those temps very close to normal as we look at the weekend. Should be dry at least into Sunday morning, maybe a little rain by late in the day. I'll have forecast details after this.
Of the grain crops, wheat and barley are two of the most sensitive to copper deficiencies. Badge SC from Gowan USA is effective for overcoming copper deficiencies while providing broad-spectrum disease protection. Badge SC can be applied from the end of dormancy through boot and tank mixed with many herbicides, fertilizers, or fungicides. When it comes to improving the yield and quality of your wheat and barley, Badge SC has you covered. Ask your ag retailer about Badge SC, America's number one selling liquid copper brand. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan Company.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
All right, buddy, talk to me. What are we getting today? And then it does look like moisture is still on the horizon for us, huh?
Oh, yeah, that chance of rain will be returning around here. Today is the nice one. Skies will be sunnier. If you have a few clouds, they're going to leave in a hurry. Sunshine is the rule today. Oh, I expect to be around 57 or 58 in southwest Wisconsin. Cooler, maybe just near 50 in the far northern part of the state. As winds become south at only about 5. More clouds build in overnight, and we still fall. Upper 30s south, maybe just about freezing in the north with that southeast wind about 5 to 10. Thursday, more clouds roll in with a rain chance, a scattered shower, probably not until midday or afternoon, a chance of a thunderstorm late in the day. A lot of upper 50s or close to 60. We start the warm-up. South wind stronger, 10 to 20, gusting to 25. The rain chance into Thursday night could end a little later. Friday, again, a scattered shower or thunderstorm may redevelop as a cool front slides in. Temps do warm up. Pam, here's where you could see 70 in southern Wisconsin Friday. Other folks like up in the north may be pushing 60 only, but winds are going to get stronger on Friday with that rain chance, and then we cool a little bit for the weekend.
All right, buddy. Very good. Thanks, man. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Got it. See you then.
Stumach is our ag meteorologist with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Interested in finding out more? Great website available, compeer.com, where you'll find all the resources as well as offices near you. Stick around. More conversations on the way for a Tuesday. Make that Wednesday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Market futures pointing toward a lower open once again as traders try to figure out the latest on the Trump administration's tariff policies. United Airlines, another company now scaling back its outlook for 2025, saying the U.S. economy is just too unpredictable right now.
An unusual move by United Airlines, which is cutting back on flights. The airline now taking the rare step of offering two profit forecasts, warning the economy is impossible to predict this year with any degree of confidence.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. A federal judge now ordering several Trump administration officials to testify under oath about the Supreme Court ruling ordering them to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man wrongly sent to that prison in El Salvador. The Supreme Court of the UK out this morning with a major ruling on gender, saying the law defines a woman as someone born biologically female, the dispute stemming from a long-running dispute. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks. The playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. We're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3:30, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto about the future of public education funding in Wisconsin. She knows a bit about this and how to serve kids as the former CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind as well. Highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows near 40. Showers developing on Thursday, mainly in the afternoon. A bit breezy as well with a high of 62. Currently, it's 27.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I feel like I'd be at a Gallagher performance.
Warmer weather on the way today. Less wind and sunshine kind of makes you feel like grilling out, doesn't it? Maybe get a brat on the grill or possibly burgers. I'll tell you what, the Wisconsin Beef Council is getting excited. May is Beef Month all across the state, and they've got a lot of different activities to engage with the consuming public, not the least of which is their very popular Best Beef Burger campaign. They have been swamped with entries from all across the state this year. I'm talking about it with Caitlin Kessler, Communications Coordinator with the Wisconsin Beef Council. You might want to get ready to jot down where the elite eight locations are all across the state that are now in contention for the Best Beef Burger. That conversation is on the way. Welcome back, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on this, the 16th day of April. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1944, the USS Wisconsin is commissioned. That's a battleship. It was put into active duty for service during World War II. Then it was decommissioned in 1948 and recommissioned in 1951 for service in the Korean War. And you know what? I've actually enjoyed the USS Wisconsin. On February 12, 1998, it was restored and is now on display at the Nauticus Museum in Norfolk, Virginia. It is beautiful. If you ever get a chance, don't hesitate to take in that tour, the USS Wisconsin. On this day in 1964, the Rolling Stones released their debut album. It was called England's Newest Hitmakers, and it was exactly what they needed to get started. It was at the top of the charts for 12 weeks, started on this day, 1964. On this date in 2003, 10 new member states are added to the European Union that included Poland, Cyprus, and the Czech Republic. They all got added in to the European Union. Its original title contains 99 words, in case you wondered. Happy birthdays today to actor John Cryer. You might know him from Pretty in Pink or his stint on Two and a Half Men. He is 59. And actor-comedian Martin Lawrence also celebrating a birthday today, 59 years young. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFESgroup.com. Check them out online. They've got a full array of information available for you in all one spot. Curious about prices? They can help you find specific prices on specific pieces of equipment. Take a look at their catalog that's also online. Don't forget about the downloadable app if you're interested and want to follow a particular piece of equipment and see what it's going for. It's all available. Steffesgroup.com. Randy Kath along with me now. We're going to go into a little bit of a lull for you guys as far as action is concerned. May, as we would expect, when spring planting starts, no matter where you are in the United States, you pivot towards weather and staying moving, getting fixed fast. Tell me a little bit, though. You've got quite a few, I see, coming up in June already lined up for auctions.
We do. June is going to be a really busy month again. Of course, May, we purposely slow down a little bit just because we know everybody's going to be so busy. We've got some nice stuff booked for June, particularly up in the northeast corner of Wisconsin. Up in Krivitz, we're doing a farm retirement sale for Bob and Linda Danowski, and we're also selling the real estate. A really, really unique property. Sits on about 70 acres. Some building potential, actually a few different building sites there, plus a really fancy country home with a couple big sheds and a heated shop on it. Just a really pristine area and just a really unique property. Also, with that sale, they're going to be selling off a line of equipment. Bob was a former mechanic with Oliver and has had a passion for Oliver equipment and white equipment, so he's got a pretty nice line of both modern and collectible white and Oliver farm tractors and farm equipment. A really, really low hours set of equipment, a lot of restored Oliver tractors, some very unique tractors as well, and a really nice line of hay equipment. Also up in that country, up in Luxembourg, we've got a trucking or a transport retirement, and that's for Ducat Trucking up there. We're going to sell about eight over-the-road semis. Ken Morrison Peterbilt's really, really well-maintained, elite maintenance. They run a full-time, full-service shop there. Very, very pristine trucks. Over-the-road trucks, very, very pristine in nature.
Are you seeing a lot of farm operations that like to at least consider something like a semi these days, Randy? You know, it's all about being smart with your money. Sometimes that transportation cost you're paying somebody else is better suited by an investment in the farm.
Absolutely. So that's one thing about ag these days. Everybody's trying to find a place to get lean or make cuts. And a lot of the guys that are having custom operators haul all their equipment, haul their grain, haul their manure, haul whatever, that's an area where farmers can invest, in a market that, quite honestly, that's down right now. The transport industry is in really rough shape. And consequently, transport vehicles, semis, trailers, things like that, you're able to buy at a discount right now. So it's a really unique opportunity for farmers to potentially, maybe add an investment through a truck or trailer, but get that money back in short order just from the simple standpoint of not having to outsource or custom hire those operations on your farm.
Find it all. Get up to speed on those upcoming June auctions. You can see it all at steffesgroup.com. That's steffesgroup.com.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
We're on mutual assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Well, we're far from having any clear direction when it comes to tariffs and its potential impact on production agriculture, but a lot of farms in Wisconsin already trying to be proactive. Last week during the Ag Lenders Conference in Wisconsin Dells, Charity Seebecker caught up with Jeff Wilkie. He is the chair of the Ag Bankers section of the board, and he serves Northeast Wisconsin, which is predominantly dairy. He said what he's noticing right now, in lieu of uncertainty, more consolidations in Wisconsin agriculture.
Certainly consolidation. Big guys are getting bigger and the smaller guys are kind of getting out. There's exceptions. I work with smaller farms, bigger farms, the whole spectrum, and it really comes down to management. Yeah, there are some advantages with economy of scales, but still at the end of the day, it's the management, the financial structure. If they don't have a lot of debt, certainly that helps to alleviate the debt service and help the cash flow. We have seen more, with the farm transition plans and that. It seems like the farmers are becoming more and more sophisticated with that and the tax advantages. We're involved more with those situations.
Jeff Wilkie, ag lender from Northeast Wisconsin. Dairy markets yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese was up 6 at 190. 40-pound block cheese up 3 at 180. Double A butter on Tuesday, quarter of a cent higher at 235 a pound. Our commodities, corn and beans, finished mixed. Up next, Wisconsin beef getting ready for May Beef Month. That's a story and agenda on the way.
can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A North Carolina Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and refused to concede got help from the state appeals and Supreme Courts in his partisan battle to invalidate as many as 65,000 voters. His case is now back in federal court. April 4th, the North Carolina Appeals Court, on which Judge Jefferson Griffin currently sits, supported Griffin's position that 60,000 voters were never properly registered and that as many as 5,000 military and overseas voters didn't supply ID when they registered to receive their special mail-in UOKAVA ballots. April 11th, the North Carolina Supreme Court allowed the 60,000 voters to stand, but gave the approximately 5,000 military and overseas voters only 30 days to provide missing information or be disqualified, and a federal judge ordered that the race not be certified. April 12th, the League of Women Voters filed a federal class action lawsuit on behalf of those military and overseas voters. Griffin's opponent, State Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs, appealed in federal district court April 14th. In a blistering dissent in the state Supreme Court decision, Justice Anita Earls wrote, "Some would call it stealing the election, others might call it a bloodless coup, but by whatever name, no amount of smoke and mirrors makes it legitimate." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Top dollars are at work, research, education, and promotion. BeefTips.com, how you can follow all the items that we are going to be discussing today with Caitlin Riley, their communications director. And we start with one of our favorite events. This is something the Midwest Farm Report just absolutely adores every year. It's May Burger Month, and Wisconsin Beef Council, again, doing it upright.
That's right, we are. We've always done a really fun promotion for Madison Burger Week, and we decided to kick that off statewide last year with the Best Burger Contest, because like you said, May is beef month, it's grilling season, it's burger month. Last year, we saw this contest explode across the state, and our winner was Pickles Barn Grill way up in Hazelhurst, and they told us from April 1st, when they were announced in the top eight until June 1st, so after they are announced as a winner, their burger sales went up 530%. Mm. They had to hire another sous chef to get on board, and we heard from all the other participating restaurants as well that they saw a big boost in business. So we weren't sure what was going to happen in the second year, and it's really looking about the same. We have our top eight finalists across the state. Some of them you may remember from last year. So we have the 1111 Burgers and Beignets in Fond du Lac, Brazen Head Pub in West Bend, Brothers on Oak in Baraboo, The Dump in Cambria, Iron Horse Saloon in Hurley. That was one heck of a drive for Tammy to go up there, but she said it was well worth it to try that burger. The Local Press Burger Bar in Kewaskum and Mim's Charcoal Grill in Menasha, and then the Straight Home in Eland. So we've been traveling to these locations, getting some pictures of their burgers, meeting with their staff to learn a little bit more about their story. And we also have a secret panel of judges now that is traveling to evaluate these burgers. They're judging them on taste, appearance. Of course, they have to be a 100% beef burger patty. And so we will be just as excited as everyone else to learn who that winner is. And we are going to make that announcement right on May 1st.
Oh, excellent. Now, let me ask about engagement with the audience. Obviously, we'll be featuring these burgers at BeefTips.com. Do they have a vote, Caitlin? Is there something that's
going to be happening to help trigger a People's Choice Award or something like that?
That's something that we have talked about. We don't have a People's Choice Award yet, but I think that that is something we might consider in the future. Our nominations across the state are what put these Elite Eight on the map, and I think we had about 5,600 nominations
wow.
from across the state
wow.
come in. They didn't have to necessarily pick a specific burger, but they picked their restaurant of choice. And as you can imagine, with the diversity of bars, taverns, restaurants we have across the state, it took a lot of nominations to make it into the top eight when you have that many
right.
folks getting their opinions
right.
out there. So we know we're a little bit heavy on the eastern side. Hopefully in year three, we'll get some more voices on the western side of the state. But I think the biggest public participation that we're seeing now is folks are taking that map and using it as a road trip for these summer grilling adventures or getting out of their winter blues and getting a great bite to eat.
Now, another event that Wisconsin Beef Council is involved with is with one of our favorite partners in the state of Wisconsin. You can't say Quick Trip and not think Wisconsin. Now they're thinking Wisconsin Beef.
That's right. May Beef Month, we are going to have a beef message right there at the pump for folks who are fueling up. Of course, we're using the Fueled by Beef little pun there because we know that beef is a great powerhouse of nutrition. A 3-ounce serving of cooked beef has about 170 calories, 25 grams of protein. What better way to fuel your bodies while you're fueling your car than to be thinking about this great product that our farmers across the state are producing? And we've even had a chance to work with Pit Boss for this. So combining a couple of great elements together. So when you're fueling up at the pump in May, pay attention to those ads because there will be an opportunity for you to win a Pit Boss Navigator. It's a grill and smoker combination all in one. So less space out there in your patio for those folks who are adamant about cooking their meats in the summer months. And you can get additional entries to win by purchasing fresh beef products in the store. So get your gas, pop in the store, grab some ground beef or maybe some of their steaks that they have, and that'll get you additional entries to win in that Quick Rewards app.
When are we celebrating that all by the end of the month?
We are, yep. So it'll start in the beginning of May and end at the end of May, and we will announce our winner then in June. And we're just really excited because, like you said, it's hard to think about a road trip in Wisconsin without stopping at Quick Trip.
Yeah, they are our staple, as is the Wisconsin Beef Council. If you're just joining us, Caitlin Riley is along with us, their communications coordinator, and we are focused in on all things May Beef Month. You've heard about the Elite Eight burgers that you can sample yourself now across the state, and then, of course, the Quick Trip campaign. Let's talk a little bit more about something else that we see in April, but will continue once things dry out a little bit around Wisconsin and we start looking pretty again. Tours. That is a fundamental part of the Wisconsin Beef Council and its quest to educate those not a part of the beef industry. What do you got planned this year, Caitlin?
That's right. And this year, we're taking a new twist on it. In the past, we've taken out culinary students and influencers, and we're focusing a lot on our retailers. And what's really great is that they've reached out to us wanting to make these connections. So they're eager for information. And May is going to be very busy with some back-to-back tours. The first is going to be on May 13th with the Wisconsin Grocers Association. So retailers, all shapes and sizes across the state, are going to join us in Lodi, Wisconsin at Marta Angus. Of course, we know Terry and Ardell Quam very well. Terry does a lot of work with the beef checkoff on the national level. Ardell used to be on staff here with us at the Beef Council. So great to see that they're still eager to continue sharing the good story about the beef industry. And they wanted to see cow-calf and cows being fed out. And so the Quams are able to give that whole story in one. We're actually bringing out Laura Hinton from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She's on the retail marketing team. She's going to deliver a presentation sharing some of the data that they have that'll be relevant for the retailer's consumers. We're going to smoke some tri-tips out at the farm and have a great day. Then the next day, we're going down to Janesville to Arndt Land and Cattle, where the Arndt family is going to host the Aldi sustainability team from their corporate office. They want to be able to learn more about what's going on the farm level so that they can set sustainability goals that are actually achievable. So they're very passionate about learning what's happening on the farm, and they're also bringing out some folks from their fresh beef purchasing offices to be able to see that retail side. Laura, since she's coming in on the 13th, she's going to stay the night and be here for the 14th as well to share some of their data. And we're excited. Once again, I actually just chatted with Austin this morning, and he said we're going from conception to to finish, where they're going to start with the calves and walk them all the way through the beef life cycle. So very excited to be working with these families.
And glad that the retailers are interested in hearing that story. Caitlin Ryle along with us. That's what it's all about. Research, education, and promotion fueled by your checkoff dollars. Now you know how busy. That's just the tip of the iceberg on things that are happening in the month of May to promote our beef product. We appreciate Caitlin sharing the details. You can find more, whatever you need. Recipes, grill tips, what meat do you want to put on the grill? They've got it all at beeftips.com and find additional details on some of the participating activities they've got, including participating with the marathon runners that are going to be crisscrossing the state of Wisconsin. It's all there, beeftips.com. Our special thanks to Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association for bringing you Checkoff Chats today. Those good folks all across the state of Wisconsin, all across the Midwest, trying to help farm families across the state get the most for their livestock. Find sales details, sale locations, and more at equitycoop.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is news from the Center, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
New York farm families have a tremendous asset they can call on for advice on financial and family issues. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Back in 1986, the College of Agriculture at Cornell University started a service called New York FarmNet to provide free, confidential counseling for farm families and agribusiness workers in the state. They do a fair amount of succession planning with farmers, and Counselor Audrey McDougall says that involves both family and finances.
The earlier the better with discussing succession planning. The sooner this conversation can happen, it really gives families more freedom and more flexibility. They start this conversation earlier, it's going to be a smoother process for the most part.
McDougall says many farm families are grateful for the services New York FarmNet provides.
For me, one of the most rewarding things has been for farmers to say, you know, thank you for doing this. This is really part of our lives that nobody talks to us about. And this is what we want to see. And this is why it's important. And I think that because so much of our work is also funded by tax dollars, doing this work that makes sure that we are doing research and practice responsible to the citizenry and our constituents is the most important part of this.
There's a link to more information on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Get a sneak peek at the 2025 Wisconsin football team. Join us April 19th for Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase presented by UW Credit Union. The day kicks off at the Coles Kids Combine, followed by Badgers open practice at noon, featuring new faces like quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. and offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes. After practice, head to the field for photos with Badgers student-athletes. Tickets are $5 and free for football season ticket holders, UW students, and kids under 12. Claim your tickets for the Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase at uwbadgers.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.